看一下你的手机好吗？也许你想已经关掉了，但是可能不小心又开了，所以请你确认一下你的手机是关的好吗？
Please double check your cell phones to make sure they are off.
我们好不好在主面前有一点祷告？
Let's have words of prayers before the Lord.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
每一次我们能够和亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同奉你的名聚集。
Each time as we're able to gather with dear brothers and sisters in your name.
主啊，我们实在享受你的同在。
Lord, truly we enjoy your presence.
主啊，你的自己是我们追求的目的。
Lord, our goal is yourself.
主啊，你的自己是我们的供应。
Yourself is our provision.
是我们的享受。
Is our enjoyment.
主啊，愿今天下午和晚上。
Pray that this afternoon and tonight.
我们每一个人带着渴慕的心到你的跟前。
Each one of us come with a desire heart before your feet.
我们都得着你自己。做我们的满足。
So we can gain yourself as our satisfaction.
主啊，你也得着我们。
And Lord, may you gain us.
我们起来能够遵行父的旨意。
So we can follow Father's will.
叫父的心也在我们身上得着满足。
And the heart of Father can be pleased.
主，愿你向我们说话。
Lord, may you speak to us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Pray in the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们开头的时候还是来读几处的经文。
Let's start with a few places of scriptures.
首先请我们翻开约翰福音第十章第十节的后一半。
Let's turn to Gospel Book of John chapter 10, the second part of verse 10.
我来了是要叫羊得生命。并且得得更丰盛。
I'm come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.
约翰一书五章十一十二节。
First John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life.
约翰福音第三章第六节。
Gospel book of John chapter 3, verse 6.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
第四十节。
Verse 40.
有天上的形体，也有地上的形体，但天上形体的荣光是一样，地上形体的荣光又是一样。
There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
第十五章四十七节四十八节。
Chapter 15, verse 47 and 48.
头一个人是出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天，那属土的怎样？凡属土的也就怎样，属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。
The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is of the Lord, is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
第三节。
verse 3.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，第三章，对不起，第三章第四节。
Chapter 3, verse 4.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
提摩太前书第三章第十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
后面这一段,
the second part.
这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。第三章第十五节后面一段，提摩太前书。 或者我把它整个读一遍，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But if I tarry long, that thou mightest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
好，我们读经暂时读这么多。
So we will read the scriptures.
这一次我们就着新生命这个题目，一同在主面前来领受他的教导。So
this time we receive Lord's teaching upon this topic about new life.
昨天晚上我们稍微和弟兄姊妹交通到，信耶稣、相信神，不是接受一个宗教。Last
night we slightly mentioned to brothers and sisters that believing God and believing Jesus is not receiving a religion.
而是我们从父神那里领受他的爱子做我们的生命。
But from God the Father that we receive His beloved Son to be our life.
我们称从主耶稣得着的这个生命，叫他做新生命。
And we call this life that we have received from our Lord Jesus as the new life.
昨天晚上我们就着新生命。 第一方面讲到这个生命是我们的一切。
So first, last night we talked about this new life. This life is everything to us.
这个生命呢，乃是神在每一个人身上工作的起点。
And this life is the beginning of God's work in each one of us.
因为在堕落犯罪的人身上，神已经不能做工了。
Because God no longer can work on those who are fallen and sin.
仇敌借着人接受了他的话，他就把他的性质放在人性里面。Through
man accept the enemy's words, and he has put his character in man.
撒旦呢，他做的工作是把神在人里面做工的根基都去掉。The
work that Satan does is to remove all the foundation that God can work in man.
所以在 天然的人性里面，神是没有办法做工的。
Therefore, God cannot work upon one's nature self.
因为罪叫人和神隔绝了。
Because sin has totally separated man and God.
那么神借着他的爱子，我们的主耶稣基督，在十字架上完成了救赎。
And God, through His beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, has accomplished the salvation on the cross.
啊，主耶稣。 借着他流出的血，他洗净了我们一切的污秽和不义。And
Lord Jesus, through the precious blood He has shed, cleansed all of our corruptions and unrighteousness.
借着他的死，我们看见了，他除去了罪和罪的咒诅。Through
His death, we see that He has removed all the sin and the curse of things.
他把神和人中间那个隔绝的因素拿开了。
He has removed the reason of separation between God and man.
但是神还是不能够在这样的光景里面做工。
But God still cannot work in such condition.
因为呢，神还在人的外面。
Because God is still outside of man.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他借着耶稣基督在十字架上完成的工作。
Through the work Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross.
他能够把圣灵赐下来。 把他的生命借着圣灵分赐给我们。
He can give the Holy Spirit and impart His life through the Holy Spirit to us.
昨天晚上我们讲到呢，神所造的生物，包含我们人在内。
Last night we mentioned about all the created beings that God has created, including us human beings.
我们有我们人的生命,
we have our human life.
我们可以传递人的生命给我们的儿女,
we can pass on our human lives to our children.
但是我们却不能进到我的儿女的里面做他的生命,
but we cannot enter into our children to be their lives.
但是当神借着他儿子, 完成了救赎以后,
but after God has accomplished the work of salvation through His Son,
借着我们相信耶稣基督,
through us believing on Jesus Christ,
神就能够把他儿子的生命分赐给每一个相信的人,
then God can impart His life to each one who believes.
这是一个何等奇妙, 何等浩大的救恩,
that is the most, that how amazing and how great is the salvation.
借着这个生命, 神开始了在人身上的工作,
through this life, God starts the work upon man.
不仅如此,
not only that,
就我们一生的经历,
our whole life's experience,
神若是要继续的在我们身上工作, 或者使用我们来与他同工,
God is to continue work in our lives or use us to co-work with Him.
神也要借着这一个生命, 以这个生命做凭借,
also, through this life, that He should use this as a testimony.
不仅如此, 并且神在我们身上工作的结束, 那个目的是叫我们得着这个生命, 并且得得更丰盛,
and the result and the purpose of His work on us is to for us to receive this life and gain the even more abundance.
我们读圣经, 我们就看见,
and we can see as we read the Bible,
在新约时代的使徒们, 他们心里面的爱慕, 就是这件事情,
the desire of the apostles during the New Testament time is upon this issue.
在旧约时代的圣徒们, 他们心中的爱慕也是这件事情,
and so are the saints during the Old Testament time, so are their desires.
比如说呢, 诗篇133篇的作者,
like the psalmist of Psalm 133,
他们盼望能够看见神家里面 那个和睦, 那个身体的光景的出现,
they have the desire to see the unity of the body of the body in God's house.
他们讲到那个出现的时候, 他们说了两种的福,
and they describe two kinds of blessings when they say this being manifested.
第一种的福呢, 是那高油从天上倒下来, 流过亚伦的头, 流过他的胡须, 达到衣襟,
and the first blessing is that the heavenly anointing pours down from heaven to Aaron's bread and also to his garment.
我们看见第二个福呢, 好像黑门山的甘露降在锡安山, 那就是永远生命的福分,
and the second blessing is the dew from Mount Hermon poured down onto Mount Zion, and that's the eternal blessing.
你看见旧约的以色列国, 他们是来作为新约教会的一个预表, 一个说明,
you see the nation of Israel in Old Testament time is a type of the church in New Testament.
他们爱慕他们得着一个福分, 他们的侍奉像祭司亚伦一样, 是一个人, 而不是很多人,
they have the desire to receive a blessing so they can serve as one person, as Aaron, but not as many people.
他们爱慕他们的那样的生活, 得着永远生命的祝福,
and they have desire of this kind of living to receive the eternal blessing.
新约时代我们看见呢, 使徒约翰在他晚年的时候写书信,
and we see that Apostle John wrote letters at his older age.
他说将来呢, 我们都必 要亲眼看见他,
he said that one day we will see him face to face.
他说当我们看见他的时候,
he said when as we see him,
我们就要得以见, 像他一样,
and we shall be like him.
我们因为必得见他的真体,
for we will see his true self,
我们就必要像他一样,
so we shall be like him.
弟兄姊妹, 那个像他是指着我们生命里面,
brothers and sisters, this kind of be like him is talking about our,
我们得着了丰盛的生命,
about our life, we receive the abundance of life.
那个叫做得荣耀,
that is called receive glory.
弟兄姊妹, 荣耀还不是外面的事物,
brothers and sisters, glory is not something outward,
乃是当神儿子的生命在我们里面, 完全的显现出来,
is when the life of God completely manifests through us.
所以昨天晚上我们讲到呢, 这个生命在我们每一个信徒个人身上, 它是一切。
Last night we talked about this life in each individual of us. He is all.
我今天下午呢，我继续讲呢，在教会的里面。 这个生命也是一切。
And this afternoon I will continue to talk about this life is all to us also in church.
在没有讲到这个点之前,
Before I mention
我要稍微和弟兄姊妹略略地谈一点, 我们从主那里领受的这个新生命, 它的特性。
I would like to slightly mention about the special characteristics of this new life which we receive from God.
从约翰的见证里面, 我们看见, 他说呢, 这生命 是在他里面，他是指着神的儿子，我们主耶稣说的。
We have seen from John's testimony that this life is in him, which him points toward Jesus Christ.
换句话说呢，这个生命就是神儿子的本质和他的特性。
So, in other words, this life is the essence of son of the
the essence and the characteristic of the Son of God. 这个生命呢，是神儿子的本质和他的特性。
So this life is the essence and characteristics of the Son of God.
现在这个生命赐给了你和我。
And this life now has been given to you and me.
它不是一种的感觉而已。
It's not just a feeling.
也不仅仅是一种的能力而已。
And not only a power.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他是一位。
Your brothers and sisters, he is a person.
他就是住在我们里面的主耶稣自己。
He is the Lord Jesus who lives in us.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们要看一看这个生命的特性。
Dear brothers and sisters, we shall look at the characteristics of the life.
刚才我们读的圣经告诉我们说，凡是有了神儿子的人，就有永生。
The scripture we read tells us that whoever has the Son of God has eternal life.
好，弟兄姊妹，你我得着了耶稣基督，你我里面就有一个永远的生命。
For us who have received Lord Jesus Christ, in us there's the eternal life.
我们从父母得着这个人的生命是短暂的。
It's very temporary as the of the life we receive from our parents.
可能年轻人呢不觉得。
Maybe for young people you do not think so.
甚至都不觉得自己的有身体，因为我们身体很好用。
You might not even feel that you do have a body because you are so healthy.
你肚子饿了就吃。
If you're hungry, you eat.
困了就睡。
When sleepy, just.
等到有一天你很困了，但你睡不着的时候，你就发现你有一个身体。
Then when one day you cannot fall asleep, even though you're so tired, you realize.
这个身体很麻烦的。
You realize this body is so troublesome.
所以过了40岁的人在一起，常常都讲怎么养生，你吃什么维他命呢？
So for those who are over 40 years old, usually talk about how to keep our body healthy.
我们人的生命。 是有限的，是短暂的。
Our human lives are so limited and temporary.
不断的在改变的。
And changes over time.
年轻的时候好像是成长是向好的方向走。
When we are young, we grow and seems positive.
过了一个年龄呢，它就是走下坡路了。
After a certain age, it goes downhill.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们从信耶稣基督得着了一个生命，那是永远的。
But the life that we receive from believing Jesus Christ, that is eternal.
这个永远的还不是仅仅指着时间说的。
And this called eternity does not just point toward time.
在以往在西方的基督徒中间，西方的世界里面。
Usually among the Christians in the Western world.
很多人认为信耶稣得永生了，是等到死了以后才有，才是永生开始。
Many people thought that belief on Jesus have eternal life. That starts from after we pass away.
他们认为是人死了以后，死后的生命，那个叫做永生。
They think that the life after death, which is called
eternal life. 弟兄姊妹，那不是圣经的思想。
Brothers and sisters, that is not a thought from God.
那也不是真正基督徒的经历。
And that's not the real Christian experience.
我们信耶稣基督，我们人虽然活在时间中。
As we believe on Lord Jesus, although we live in time.
但是今天呢，永远进到了时间，在我这个被朽坏的身体里面。
But today, this eternity already entered into my corruptible body.
这是非常奇妙的。
That is so amazing.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们可以经历的。
And this is something we can.
这个生命在我们里面是。 不改变的,
this life in us does not change.
这个生命呢, 也是不朽坏的,
and it's incorruptible.
我们人会改变, 但这个生命在我们里面, 它不会改变。
We may change, but this life in us does not change.
而且它是永远常新的,
and it's always new.
它并不是指着说我们将来可以活得很长很长时间, 那个叫做永远。
It does not mean that we can live for such a long time. It's not called eternity.
这个永远乃是神自己里面的那个性质。
This eternity is the true character of God Himself.
和时间是没有关系的。
Has nothing to do with time.
现在在我们的里面开始了。
So now it starts in us.
将来有一天神把这个物质的宇宙包含时间都结束的时候。
So when one day God ends this material world, which includes time.
这个永远的生命仍然在那里。
And this eternal life still remains.
弟兄姊妹们，那个时候不知道怎样来衡量我们所过的时间
了。
在永世里面应该没有时间了。
So then at that time we don't even know how to measure the time which.
我们今天没有办法用人的理性的去推想是什么样子。
We cannot even imagine with our logical thinking.
第二个点呢，我们看见这个生命的特性呢，它和我们的肉身啊。我们精神的生活是相对的。
So we see that this character of the life, it has a contrast to our fleshly and spiritual life.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这个生命呢是属灵的。
And this life is spiritual.
所以主耶稣告诉尼哥底母说呢，从肉身生的就是肉身。
So Lord Jesus told Nicodemus that those who are born from flesh is flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
Those who are born from spirit is spirit.
我们本来从父母那里得着的，我们有一个肉身的生命。
What we receive from our parents is a fleshly life.
我们有肉身的感官。
We have all the senses.
有肉身的各种的能力。
And we have all the fleshly power.
所以我们对于那些看得见的、听得见的、摸得着的、具体的，我们觉得很实在。
So we feel so real according to those that we can see, can touch, can smell.
我们对于神的事情呢，我们觉得是虚无缥缈，我们觉得呢是很抽象的。
And we feel the things about God is so abstract.
所以我们听福音的时候带着怀疑，带着很多的问题，这是很正常的。
So it's very normal when we have doubt or many questions when we listen to gospel.
但是当我们得着了这个新生命以后，
But as soon as we receive this new life,
弟兄姊妹们，在我们里面呢，我们得着一个属灵的生命。
Then, brothers and sisters, in us, we receive a spiritual life.
这个属灵的生命呢，是借着圣灵住在我们的灵里面开始的。
And this spiritual life starts by through the Holy Spirit dwelling in our spirit.
它在我们的里面呢，使我们产生对神有了一个知觉。
So in us that It enables us to have a sense toward God.
弟兄姊妹，这个听起来好像很抽象。
Brother, sister, it seems very abstract.
但是在神儿女们中间呢，这是一个最基本，也是一个非常重要的一个知觉。
But among God's children, this is the most fundamental and most important sense.
就是你会感觉到神的同在。
That is that you can sense the presence of God.
我自己在侍奉中就碰见有福音朋友，他们来我们中间。
I have met some gospel friends who came among us.
他们来了，来，他说我是来做观察员的。
They say I just come
看看你们基督徒的活动是怎么样的。
To observe how the activities of your Christians.
我说好，你可以观察，你要怎么观察都可以。
I said okay, you can observe.
有一次就有一个留学生的妻子，她来参加我们的祷告聚会。
And then there's a wife of a student studying overseas that she joined our prayer meeting.
那一天我们都跪下来在那里祷告。
That day we were kneeling down to pray.
我们祷告都是闭上眼睛，不知道她在怎么观察。
Of course, we closed our eyes, so we didn't know that she was observing.
结果有一个弟兄祷告完以后呢，哎，这个太太也祷告，年轻的太太。
Then after one brother prayed, this young lady, the wife, also prayed.
她说主耶稣。我知道你在这里。
She said, Lord Jesus, I know you are here.
那天我们听了，觉得很稀奇啊。
And we felt so strange and amazing.
因为她跟我们在一起有好几个月的时间了。
Because she's been with us for several months.
她一直都是很客观的。
She was being so objective.
但那一天呢，所以我就张开眼睛看她为怎么说这句话的，因为她也跪在那里。她说：“主耶稣，我知道你在这里。”
So I opened my eyes to look at her, and she was actually kneeling down, and she said, "Lord Jesus, I know you."
我知道她里面发生的事情。
I know something has.
所以聚完会我就去找她。你刚怎么说？你知道主耶稣在这里
？After the meeting, I went to ask her, "How do you know? Why did you say that, Lord Jesus? I know you're here."
因为她重生了。
Brothers, sisters, because she has born again.
她打开她的心门，接受耶稣。
She has opened up her heart to accept Lord Jesus.
这个生命, 叫我们对神的事情, 神自己, 开始有知觉。
So that this life enables us to have sense towards things about God.
它是属灵性的,
that is spiritual.
叫我们能够超过我们肉身的感觉, 我们能够意识到看不见的神。
So we can surpass the feelings of our flesh and we can sense the invisible God.
所以昨天我和弟兄姊妹讲, 若是我们懂得生命的法则,
So brothers and sisters, if we know the rule about life,
传福音其实很简单的,
then it becomes easy to share gospel.
因为你让神来做工,
because it's easy if you let God does the work.
这一个年轻的太太后来讲, 然后我怎么知道主耶稣在这里呢?
So then this young lady mentioned, how do I know that Jesus is here?
她说上个礼拜感恩节,
she said last week was Thanksgiving.
我们全家被你们邀请参加你们感恩聚会,
that our whole family was being invited to attend your Thanksgiving meeting.
那一天我们是大人小孩在一个小小的聚会厅里面, 好,我们一起唱诗歌, 一起做见证。
She said all the adults and children gather in a small room and we sing hymns and also have testimony.
我们觉得好像一个家庭一样, 他那一天呢, 他忽然感觉这里不一样了。
We felt it was just like a family and that day she felt it's something different.
他感觉呢, 他不知道这个不一样是什么, 但是他里面非常的平安, 感觉到爱的温暖。 这是他人生从来没有经历过的。
She did not know what the difference was, but in her, she felt so peaceful, and she sensed the love which she has never felt before.
所以她下决心说，下一次他们祷告的时候，我要去观察观察，她就跪下来祷告。
So she has decided when next time they pray, I would like to go to observe and she pray.
我们每一个人。 都可以在这个生命里面与神交通见面。
Brothers and sisters, each one of us can fellowship and meet with God in this life.
在这个生命里面听见神向我们说话，看见神在我们身上做工。
And in this life, we can hear God speak to us and work up on us.
并且在这个生命里面，我们相信承认神在万有中间掌权。
And also in this life, we believe and confess that God rules in all and in all.
到一个地步。 基督徒我们相信这个物质的宇宙不过是个影子而已。
And to the point that as Christians believe that this material world is only a shadow.
我们今天外面感官我们所讲所做的不过都是一个影子，那个实体乃是背后有一个属灵的世界。
All our feelings outward is just a shadow, but the reality is that what the world behind it.
有一个属灵的宇宙。
There's a spiritual universe.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种的意识呢？
Have you ever sensed this way?
这不是别人用道理, 用哲学, 用神学说服你。
It's not something you can be persuaded through knowledge, doctrine, or theology.
而是在这个属灵的生命里面, 你摸到了。
But you have touched this in the spiritual life.
你读圣经, 我们就看见。
And you can see this from reading Bible.
像希伯来书的作者告诉我们说, 前面的事情啊, 不过是将来之事的影儿。
And the author of Book of Hebrews tell us that the things in the past, it's only a shadow for what's going to happen in the future.
旧约时代以色列人那些遗文那些外面的物件，不过都是影子，要讲到那个实体，那是属灵的。
For all the things, all the laws that talked in the Old Testament time was only a shadow, which points toward the real one.
这件事情极其的宝贵。
我只能讲这么一点点。 I can only mention a little bit.
第三个特性呢, 在这个生命它是属天的。
And also the third characteristic is that this life is heavenly.
所以刚才保罗, 我们读到保罗在哥林多前书里面讲到。
So as we read Paul mentioning 1 Corinthians.
他说, 有属地的形体, 也有属天的形体。
There's the earthly body and also heavenly body.
也有呢, 属地的荣光, 也有属天的荣光。
And the earthly glory and the heavenly glory.
这个属地的, 我们可以讲, 就我们在人间, 我们所看见。
And the earthly is what we see on earth.
所以地上人有各样的, 有高矮胖瘦。
So the earthly people have all different kind of body, types of body.
有长得漂亮的, 有长得比较普通的。
Some might look good, some might be more ordinary.
也有属地的荣光, 有的人聪明, 有的人有才干, 有的人有魄力。
And there are also earthly glory, some might be smarter, or some might have more
你知道,
capability than others.
今天很多人都追求这属地的, 我们要把这个荣光加大一点。
Most of people seek after this earthly glory.
信主的人，我们知道我们有属天的身体。
But for us, believe the Lord, we know that we have the earthly body.
这个生命在我们里面
，heavenly body，
属天的形体开始了。
So as this life in us, it starts the heavenly body. 现在
还是隐藏在我们的肉身中。
But now it's still hidden in our flesh.
它要彰显出属天的荣光来。
It will manifest the heavenly glory.
我们知道，在新约时代，第一个彰显出来的就是主耶稣，神的儿子。
The first one who manifests this is Lord Jesus, God's Son.
所以约翰讲，我们注视他的时候，发现他身上所显出来的荣光呢，是神儿子的荣光。
So John says that as we behold him, the glory he's being manifested is the glory of God.
那是属天的荣光。
That is the heavenly glory.
但是却借着人的生活，却借着人的行为彰显出来。
But it's being manifested through man's life and his actions.
我们看今天在教会生活里面，有时候我们也从弟兄姊妹身上经常的看见这个荣光。
And very often we also see this glory from brothers and sisters in our church life.
这是何等奇妙的事情。
How amazing that is.
他说呢，那个头一个人是属地的。
The first man was earthly.
第二个人是属天的。
The second man was heavenly.
在我们里面呢，我们从父母亲得的那个生命，头一个生命呢，是属地的生命。
The first life we receive from our parents is earthly.
我们从信耶稣基督得着那个生命，是属天的生命。
And from us believing in Lord Jesus Christ, the life we receive is heavenly.
弟兄姊妹，在你我里面就有天和地的矛盾。
In us,
这个我们明天要讲，不或下晚上要讲一点。
In us, there's a contradiction between earth and heaven.
我先讲，我今天只要先讲这个属天的性质。
Today I only talk about the characteristics of being heavenly.
好，我们看见，我们有了这属天的生命呢，他就那个第一个属天的人怎样，凡是有这属天生命的人也要怎样。
So as we have this heavenly life, how the first one who's heavenly is like.That, so we will be like that.
这是何等奇妙的！
How amazing that!
我讲一点点例子。
So I would like to share a little example.
主耶稣有一次啊，和门徒们从犹大地要往加利利去。
Once Lord Jesus was going from Judea to Galilee.
他们经过一个撒玛利亚的村庄，他们不能进村子去，因为撒玛利亚人不接待犹太人。
Once they passed through a Samaritan village which they could not enter because the Samaritans do not accept the Jews.
他们就在村外有一个水井叫做叙加的雅各井在那里休息。
So they rested at the well of Sychar.
主就打发门徒进村子去买食物。那个时候呢是正是中午天气热的时候。
So Lord Jesus sent his disciples to buy food, which was the very hot during noontime.
有一个妇人来打水，主就跟他要水喝。
And then when a woman came to get water, then Lord Jesus asked water from her.
那天经过交谈之后，这个妇人信了主耶稣，得救了。
Then after such conversation, that this woman believed on Jesus and got saved.
她就丢下水罐子进城里面去，告诉人家说：“我遇见弥赛亚。”
And she put on her bucket and went into the village to tell people that I have met Messiah.
门徒们回来了，看见主买了食物，就说：“主啊，你吃现在食物。”这个午餐在这里。
Then when disciples came back, they gave Lord Jesus food.
主耶稣说呢，我不饿。
Lord Jesus said, I'm not hungry.
他说我已经吃了食物了。
I have already ate.
门徒们就很稀奇，你刚才在打发我们去买食物，现在你不饿了。
Then the disciples were so amazed that Lord, you just sent us to buy food, but now you're not hungry.
你就看见用属地的逻辑。去想要认识属天的人的生活是矛盾的，常常是相反对的。
So there's really conflict for one to use earthly logic in order to understand the heavenly life.
主耶稣就告诉门徒们说呢，啊，我有食物是你们不知道的。
So Lord Jesus told the disciples that I have food which you don't know.
啊，我遵行父的旨意呢，我就饱足了。
For following the will of Father, then I'm full.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有过这种经历？
Brothers and sisters, have you had experience? This
若是你真是重生得救的，
if you are truly born again,
你真是顺服圣灵的，
truly that you obey the Holy
Spirit. 我们常常想啊，今天去侍奉主，今天去聚会，啊，我的功课就做不了了，我就不可能了。
Oftentimes,
是不是呢？
We thought that if we serve the Lord or go to gathering that I cannot finish my homework.
但是一个活在属天生命感觉里面的人呢，他就顺服这个天， 结果他饱足了，地上的事情也解决了。
But for someone who lives in this heavenly sense, that if he obeys the Holy Spirit to gathering, and then he's able to finish the work as well.
弟兄姊妹，你刚得救就可以有这个经历。
Brother, sister, you can have such experience.
我记得我年轻的时候，这方面经历多得很。
I remember I had many experiences when I was young.
经过好多次了，我看不可能的，结果主的供应临到。
There were so many times I saw it was impossible, but Lord's provision came.
属灵的满足在先，属地的满足在后。
First comes the spiritual satisfaction, then comes the earthly satisfaction.
很多神的儿女们今天主啊，跟主说主啊，你先满足我，那么我才去尝你那个属灵的喜乐。
Many God's children ask the Lord that first, please satisfy me, then I will enjoy the spiritual heavenly joy.
第四个点，这生命的特性。
Then the fourth spiritual characteristics of the life.
我称它叫做身体的特性。
I call it the character of the body.
好，是 corporate life. 好，弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个基督徒蒙恩得救，虽然我们得救啊是个人的经历。
That's corporate life. Even though each one of us believe the Lord is our own individual experience.
但是我们得着的这个生命呢，却是一个身体的生命。
But the life we receive is a corporate life.
我们是和众人一起在基督里。
Together we are with everybody in Christ.
所以保罗在提摩太，对不起，哥罗西书第三章第四节里面讲。
So Paul said in Book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 says.
他说呢，基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
他没有说基督是你的生命或他的生命或我的生命。
He did not say that Christ is your life or his life.
弟兄姊妹，基督的生命在他里面，在你里面，也在我里面。
Brothers, sisters, Christ is in him in you and also in me.
在每一个蒙恩得救的人里面，得着的是一样的生命。
It is the same life that we all receive in each one.
这个生命使我们能够连接在一起。
And this life connects us.
这个生命要求我们呢，要和别的神的儿女们在一起。
And this life requires us to be with other lives.
这是非常奇妙的。
And that's amazing.
我讲了这几个点哈，我今天早下午呢，我要把昨天没有讲的补上来。
Then after I mentioned those points this afternoon, I would like to mention what I did not mention last night.
请我们弟兄把昨天第二个图表打出来。
So we will put on the second diagram.
昨天我们第一个图表。我们现在在上面看到，这是讲到个人的生命是一切。
The first diagram last night I talked about that for individually that life is all.
从我们信主以后的生活形式为人开始。
Starting from our walk and deeds after we believe the Lord.
一直到我们将来见主的面，我们像他一样得荣耀。
Until the day we see him and be like him and receive glory.
那么今天下午先要开始讲到，在这个生命也在教会的地方。
And then we start with this afternoon. We talk about this life is also in the church.
我们信了主后，不仅要认识在我们里面的基督。
After we believe the Lord, not only we have to know the Christ in us.
我们更要认识在教会里面的基督。
Furthermore, we need to know the Christ in church.
我们今天可能很多人还没有信主啊，对于教会就有自己的看法和观念。
For many who have not yet believed the Lord, they might have their own thoughts or concepts
about church. 我不晓得有没有人这样想，教会就是啊，圣诞节晚上我去参加啊基督徒活动的那个地方。
Maybe some of you might thought that church is just a place that I join the activity of Christians on Christmas.
所以你看，这种的观念认为教会就是那个房子。
So with this kind of concept, they saw that church is just a place.
举行宗教基督教活动的那个地方。
The place which have many Christian activities.
这跟不信主的人呢，拜偶像，他去庙里面那种观念差不多的。
Actually, it's very similar to those unbelievers who worship idols in temple.
那么今天我们信了主以后，我们可能对教会也有我们的看法。
But after we believe the Lord, we might have our own ideas about church.
好，所以我们常常会听到人讲我们的教会。
So often we hear people say, our church,
他们的教会,
their church,
弟兄姊妹, 这都不一定合乎圣经的。
That might not be biblical.
你爱自己聚会的团体是好的事情。
It is good that you like the group whom you gather together.
但是教会不是你的，也不是我的，也不是你们的，也不是我们的。
But church does not belong to you or me nor others.
教会也不是基督徒聚会的那个团体就叫做教会。
Also, church is not just a group that for Christian together.
哪里有基督的生命?
Wherever has the life of Christ.
显在一般神儿女们的中间。
That is being manifested among God's children.
那个基督的生命显出多少? 那里就有教会的实际有多少?
How much this life is being manifested then? How much is the reality of the church there?
这个是我们从圣经里面看见的。
That is what we see from the Bible.
因为教会乃是一个人。
Because church is a person.
所以我们从教会哈。 这观点我们来看生命是教会里面的一切
So from the concept of church we see that life is all in church
刚才我们读到哥罗西书3章第4节
As we read Colossians chapter 3 verse 4
保罗讲到呢他说基督是我们的生命
Paul said that Christ is our life
那个我们呢我们可以这样领会 因为他是多数的不是一个人啊
For it talks about our, which is plural, it talks about church.
因为在哥罗西书里面，他讲到呢，教基督是教会的头。
Because in Colossians he talked about that Christ is the head of church.
他要做头呢，必须他先在教会里面做我们的生命。
In order for him to be the head, he must be the life. He must be our life in church.
保罗在提摩太前书第3章第15节也讲到。
In Paul also talked about also in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
他说神的家就是永生神的教会。
He said the house of God which is the church of the living God.
好，这永生神呢，也可以讲就是活神、生命之神的教会。
So that is the living God.
所以我们看见教会里面的内容呢，它必须是生命。
So the content of church must be life.
好，不是说今天我们有了一些基督徒的聚会。 那你就有了一个教会
Not that just we have some Christian gathering Then there's church
所以我们在这里看啊它还是箭头的
So we see there are still errors
我们在这箭头外面呢写了12样事情
And there are 12 things outside the error
可能我们会认为呢有教会的聚会那个地方就有教会了
It might be that we thought that As long as there's gathering Then there's church
所以我在70年代刚到美国来的时候
So as I came to U.S. during the 70s,
美国有很多这个在乡下地方的大学城里面,
there were many university campus in countryside.
有很多从远东来的华人的基督徒啊，他们学生们就聚在一起.
Many Chinese Christians gathered together there.
他们在一起读圣经呢，就组织了叫做茶经班。
So as they read the Bible together, then there's the Bible ship, Bible fellowship.
大家在一起聚会呢，就觉得我们不是教会，我们是查经班。
So when they gather, they feel we are not church, but just a Bible study group.
所以他说我们要有呢教会的聚会，要成为教会的，组织一个摆一个讲台，那个叫做教会。
So they thought that in order to become a church, there must be a podium on some Lord's Day.
我就曾经被邀请去了，他说你来帮我们呢组织教会。我说我不会组织教会。
There was time that I was being invited by them to ask me to organize a church.
弟兄姊妹们，真正有教会的实际，教会的聚会乃是显出基督的生命。
The reality of the church gathering is to manifest the life of Christ.
如果我们今天有读经，我们也有传福音，也有讲道。
If we do have Bible study, we have preaching the gospel or
有儿童的服事，有青少年的带领。
We have ministry for children or young people.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲的也都是关于基督的事情。
And what we talk about is all about Christ.
但是里面没有基督的生命。
But there's no life of Christ in there.
弟兄姊妹，那里没有教会的聚会。
There's really no church gathering.
那里有基督教的活动，没有教会的聚会。
There are the Christian activities there, but no church gathering.
我们真正懂得聚会的人，我们知道。
For us who understand about church gathering, we know.
我们乃是一同聚在神的面前。
Together we gather before God.
他在我们的中间。
He's in the midst of us.
弟兄姊妹们，所以今天呢，在聚会中需要注意生命。
So brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention to life amongst gatherings.
我们尝过这个滋味的就知道。
We would know for those of us who are
patient. 什么时候神的儿女们去注意外面聚会的这些做法和这些规条的时候？
Whenever God's children pay attention to the forms or methods,
我们可能外面做的非常的对。
It may be what we do outward is correct.
但是大家聚在那里聚会的时候啊，可以这样讲，死气沉沉。
But when people gather, it's all about, all we feel is death.
去聚会啊, 有时候真是感觉, 不去聚会, 觉得良心过不去, 去聚会,
we feel not peaceful if we don't go to a meeting, but once we go, we feel so much suffering.
所以每一个神的儿女们, 我们来到神, 我们神的家中聚会的时候,
so as each one of God's children come together in God's house,
我们首先要留意, 我们是不是带着生命来,
first, we need to pay attention whether we came with life.
我们首先要留意, 我们是不是在生命里面一同相交,
we first must pay attention whether we fellowship in life.
然后讲到教会的事物,
then talk about the
church affairs.
Church affairs.
我们在一起聚会呢, 就好像地上任何一个, 众人的团体一样,
if we gather, it's just like all any organization.
碰到各种事情,
we may face all different kind of affairs.
比如像聚会开始前呢, 总要有人先来开门, 对不对?
So before the meeting starts, someone must open the door.
有人要来开灯,
someone has to turn the light.
诗歌摆好,
or organize the hymn.
这些都是教会的事物,
those are all the affairs.
我们可以花钱请人来做这些事, 做得很好,
we may pay someone to do all that.
但是那不是教会,
but that is not church.
弟兄姊妹, 这些事是弟兄姊妹生命里面的一个流露,
brothers and sisters, those are the outflow of life.
一个服事,
for those, and those are services.
弟兄姊妹, 在这一方面, 若是我们认识并且重视的话,
so if we understand and pay attention,
神的同在, 神的作为要显在这里,
then God's presence and His work will be manifested here.
所以我们看见在使徒行传第六章,
so we see in Book of Acts chapter 6,
在当时耶路撒冷的教会,
the church in Jerusalem back then,
他们遇见了日常生活, 吃饭供应的问题,
they had an issue about provision.
就是他们中间呢, 有忽略了那些讲希腊话, 希利尼话的这些,
because those widows who speak Greek were being neglected.
他们需要把这件事情, 把它补上去,
they need to fill in such lacking.
他们就在主面前一同的祷告寻求,
so together they pray to seek the Lord.
他们就在主面前一同推举了一般的那些认识生命的人,
and before the Lord, they have appointed a group of brothers who know the life.
被信心充满,
and the Bible says they are being filled by the Holy Spirit and faith,
并且在主里面大有能力, 有生命的能力,
and have the great power of life before the Lord.
他们一同把他们借着祷告交在神的手中,
so they commit them together through prayer.
他们起来办教会的这件事情,
and they start to handle such affairs.
底下带来的结果是什么呢?
So what was the result?
神的话语在他们中间就增加了,
so then God's words increase among them.
得救的人数也增加了,
so are those who believe are increased.
我们看见了, 教会的事物, 是生命的一个发表,
so we see the church affairs are the manifestation of life.
我们不要仅仅的去做那件事情,
so we do not just do such things.
我们在看见了, 教会的建造,
we do see the building of church.
就是我们人与人弟兄姊妹们, 在侍奉上要彼此的配搭,
it's that brothers and sisters have to co-work with one another in services.
要互相联络做肢体,
to connect with one another, being members with one another.
我们知道在这个点上, 今天在各处神的儿女们中间都是一个学习,
we know that in each locality it's a learning process for God's children today.
好, 我们如果用我们天然的个性,
if we use our nature personalities,
用我们天然的兴趣和背景, 我们来结合,
and if we connect with one another using our own interests or background,
我们看见神家中就有很多的小圈圈,
then it becomes there are so many small groups in God's house.
我们只能找跟我合得来的人,
and we only look for people who have the same interests as me.
因为有很多人跟我不一样, 我就跟他合不来,
then I cannot co-work with him because they are so different from me.
我们难处在, 我们用天然的人要彼此相合, 不太可能的,
it's not possible if we use our natural man to try to connect
with one another. 但是我们若是在基督的生命里面, 我们学功课, 我们就能相合,
but then we are able to be united if we learn lessons in the life of Christ.
真正的建造, 是在生命里面的彼此的配搭,
the true building up is to co-work with one another in life.
这个生命里面有很多的讲究的,
and there are many
互相联络做肢体,
in life, being member with one another.
然后我们再讲到神家里面教会的生活,
Then we talk about the life in the church of God.
我们知道这一方面呢, 在新约圣经里面是非常的丰富。
We know that in the New Testament there are a lot of, it's many issues are being mentioned.
这神家的生活呢, 是非常非常的多面而且丰富的。
The life of the house of God is very many. It has multiple aspects and very rich.
若是我们看见我们里面得着的这个生命,
if we do see this life that we receive in us,
而且我们觉察到这生命的特性,
and we have realized the special characteristics of the life.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等奇妙的一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, how amazing this is.
你我中间呢, 有一个不可能被任何环境, 任何事物, 任何道理分开来的那个合一, 联合。
Between us, there is a unification which can never be separated by any knowledge or circumstances.
在我们的基督徒的经验的里面,
in our Christian experience,
弟兄姊妹, 我们会碰到从来不认识的人呢, 他叫我们做弟兄。
We may have met someone we have never known before, but they called us brothers.
你有没有这个经验?
Have you ever had such experience?
我以前呢, 有一段日子, 常常要 从一个城到另外一个城开车去服侍。
There was a time that I need to drive from one city to another to serve.
中间我就停下来去加油。
Then I stopped halfway to fill up the gas.
有一次我去加油啊, 我加完油了, 要进去付账的时候,
once after I filled up the gas and I need to pay,
里面跑出来一个人, 我不, 我去付了账, 出来了以后,
after I paid, someone came out.
那里一个人跑出来,
someone came out.
我往我车那里走, 他在我背后叫 brother,
as I was walking toward my car, then this person called brother very loudly behind me.
后面也没人, 他叫 brother 叫谁啊, 我就回头看他, 他说 brother 指着我, 吓我一跳,
as there was nobody,
我不认识啊,
as there was nobody else there, so I was very shocked someone called brother because I did not know the person.
我才回过头去, 他就到了面前, 就把我抱住啊,
I just,
紧紧地给我一个 hug, 叫我 brother.
I just turned around and then he hugged me very tightly and called me brother.
我一脸困惑,
I was
very
in
doubt.
He said, you are my brother.
我说, why?
I said, why?
他说你的领带上面说, Jesus is Lord. He's also my Lord.
He said that your tie says that Jesus is Lord. He is also my Lord.
哇, 所以那天他抱着我, 一直跟我握手。
So,
弟兄姊妹, 这个是生活。
He hugged me and keep shaking my hand, and that is about living.
啊, 神家的生活是非常丰富的, 是从生命开始的。
The living in church of God is very rich and starts from life.
有一位西方侍奉主的仆人, 他用了一个字, 叫做 mutuality.
So there's a the servant of God in Western world that he used the word.
斯百克弟兄啊, 他coin了这个字, 叫做 mutuality. 因为在新约圣经讲到我们彼此之间呢, 就 one another 有 101次。
Brother Spark point out this mutuality because that in the Bible it mentions about 101 times about one another.
你在这个生命的里面, 你会想念你的弟兄。
In this life, you really think about your brother.
我以前在聚会中啊, 看见一些事情, 叫我很稀奇。
When I saw some things in the meeting, which I was amazed.
有两个弟兄,
they were two brothers.
他们肉身的, 是姻亲的关系,
they are in-laws in flesh, in life.
他们在灵里面呢, 是弟兄的关系,
but spiritually, they are brothers.
所以结果其中有一个误会了另外一位,
and one of them misunderstood the other one.
就是他托给那个弟兄帮他办一件事情, 就那弟兄尽心竭力地帮他办了，他不满意，他就跟他生气。
Because he entrusted the other one to do something for him, so but what the result was that he was not satisfied.
他就在这个弟兄的背后到处跟人讲他的坏话，说你看他多坏，他故意帮我找这些罪受。
So he badmouths behind the other one.
不仅在他自己的聚会, 他跑到别人的聚会去跟他讲, 我那个亲家啊, 跟我, 他真是坏。
So he really badmouths his in-law, not only in his own meeting, but to also to others in the other meeting.
如果你我碰到这种情形呢, 在教会生活, 我们就想, 我不去聚会了。
So if we face such issue, then maybe we might think we don't go to gathering anymore.
啊，要不然在聚会中，他在那边，我就在那边。
Otherwise, it might be that I just sit far away from him. We don't see each other.
比较温和，比较这个，比较保守的做法。
And that's actually something conservative to do.
但是我跟这个被误会的这个弟兄，我跟他很熟，我们常在一起祷告。
And I'm pretty close with the brother who's being misunderstood, and we often pray together.
有一天在祷告完以后，他跟我讲，他说我好想念我那个亲家，能不能你陪我去看看他？
And after praying one day, he told me that I really miss my in-law. Is it okay that you go with me to visit him?
我说你要去看他吗？你不怕他骂你吗？
I asked him that you're going to visit him. Don't you afraid that he yells at you?
但是刚才我祷告的时候啊，主的爱在我里面，叫我真想念他。
But as I just prayed that the Lord's love in me really make me miss him.
我们就一起去啊，就邀他一起出来吃饭。
So together we invited his in-law for a meal. It's not easy.
这是那个生命的流露。
That's the outflow of life.
这个叫做家的生活。
That is the life in this house.
弟兄姊妹，今天肉身血缘的兄弟，有时候都会反目成仇。
Sometimes that fleshly brothers might become against one another.
但是今天在神的家中，我们成为弟兄。
But we become brothers in the house of God.
会越过我们肉身天然的情感，这个生命显出来。
It surpasses all the emotions of our flesh, and the life is manifested.
后来那个误会人的弟兄啊，到哪里都跟别人讲说，我那个亲家啊，他是一个真基督徒。你要去了就去他们那个教会，弟兄姊妹，这真是很奇妙。
And it's amazing that later the one who misunderstood the other one always mentioned that my in-law is the true Christian. So if you would like to join meetings, go to his gathering.
因为在这个生命里面，我们有一个彼此的关系。
Because in this life, there's this relationship with one another.
告诉我们说，我们彼此相助。
Paul tells us that we help one another.
我们彼此相顾。
And we care with one another.
我们彼此相劝。
And we encourage one another.
我们彼此相爱。
And we love one another.
一点都不虚伪，是真的亲热。
It's not being fake, but truly have intimacy.
我们彼此同心。
And we have one accord, one heart with one another.
如果他跟我不同呢，那我就放下我自己，我能够去跟他一起走。
If he is different from me, then I lay down myself. I walk together with him.
这个叫做教会。
Brothers and sisters, this is church.
如果我们今天不注重这个生命，
if today we do not pay attention to this life,
一点点事情就可以叫真弟兄变成陌路人。
Just a little thing happen, then it can really cause the real brothers become strangers.
我们看一下教会历史中啊，有一班真的讲教会的人，到最后分裂的最厉害。
We do see in church history that there was a group of brothers and sisters that they really talk about church. Actually, they divided.
19世纪我们看见足有20年那个荣耀的光景显在欧洲的一般弟兄们中间。
During the 19th century, there were about 20 years that God's glorious time really manifest in the European brothers.
但是当他们从生命的点上移到他们的字句、规条、做法的时候，就出现了许多的痛苦。
But when they turn their eyes from life into their own rules, words, or laws, then a lot of sufferings and bitterness happen.
我们在讲到教会对世界的见证是借着国度的彰显。
And we talk about that the testimony of church to the world is through the manifestation of kingdom.
神借着教会能够向世人见证他的权柄。
So God testified to the world through church His authority.
弟兄姊妹们，那是在生命的里面。
Brothers and sisters, that is in life.
所以主耶稣对尼哥底母讲，人若不重生，你连神的国都还没看见。
So Lord Jesus told Nicodemus that if one does not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
教会里面不是谁高谁低的，而是你的生命度量有多少。
In the church, it's not about who's higher than the other, but it's about the capacity of your life.
我们生命度量越大，我们就越多服在神的权柄底下。
The larger is your capacity of life, the more we are obedient under God.
神的权柄就能借着这个谦卑的人显在众人中间，不是发号施令的权柄，乃是叫人心服的权柄。
Then the authority of God can be manifested through this one who is humble. It's not about telling, ruling over others.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道马太福音是特别讲到天国的一卷福音。
The Gospel of Matthew especially talk about the kingdom of God.
主耶稣对门徒们的教导，第一篇的信息就是讲到生命。
The first teaching of Lord Jesus first talk about life.
马太福音的第五章到第七章一般称作这个登山宝训。
The Matthew chapter 5 through 7 usually talk about the Sermon of the Mount.
主在那里是告诉门徒们，你们要进窄门得生命，还要寻找那窄路走生命的道路。
Lord Jesus told his disciples that you should enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow way to find the way of life. But unfortunately,
今天神的儿女们很多是真正有生命的人。
Today, many brothers and sisters in God's house, they truly have life.
但是我们注意力也被外面的事物所吸引。我们摆在传统，摆在工作，摆在恩赐，摆在知识，摆在经历上面，我们不注重生命。
But our eyes start to focus on our things, such as tradition or work or even gifts, but we do not focus upon life.
我们知道传福音就是为了叫人得生命，对不对？
To preach gospel is to let people receive life.
如果我们是用生命去传福音，人就碰见生命。
If we share gospel using life, then they can meet life.
但今天很多人用方法。
But today many people use different methods.
结果人碰见的是方法，得着的是方法，没有得着生命。
So what people meet is methods, and they receive methods, but not life.
我们何等需要回到这个点上。
How much do we need to return to this point?
我们在讲到合一。
And we also talk about unity.
今天很多神的儿女们盼望合一。
Today, many God's children, they have the desire to be in unity.
人就用各种的方法。
So people use all different kind of ways.
我们合作是不是就合一了呢？
When we cooperate, is it just being united?
我们联合是不是就是合一了呢？
If we connect, is it being united?
这个合一是神赐给我们。
This unity is given from God.
神让我们在生命里面的追求认识他的儿子。
God would like us in life to seek and to know His Son.
这合一的见证就显出来。
Then the testimony of unity should be manifested.
一个人的身体里面。
Just like one's body.
我们身体里面有很多不同的组织，对不对？
There are many different organs in our body.
有不同的器官，对不对？
All different organs and parts.
有不同的系统。
And different kind of organizations.
他们很不一样的。
They're all different.
比如说我们皮肤的组织呢？
Such as the system of skin.
跟我们内脏器官的组织就不一样。
It's different from our organs.
但是他们在一起是彼此完全相合的。
But they are completely united with one another.
一点都不会抗拒。
They are not in conflict with one
another. 但是若是有什么和这个生命不同的摆在我的身上。
But if something outward that's different from this life is being put in me.
我相信我们今天都有这个生物学的尝试。它就会有排斥的作用。
I think that you would know that it will result in against the cells.
它就会有 rejection. 弟兄姊妹们，所以今天呢，当我们在一起的时候，如果大家都注重生命，我们看见别人的不同啊，会觉得很美丽，我需要它。
So when we are together, all of us pay attention to life. Then when we see that others are different from us, then we feel that's beautiful. We need them.
如果我们呢是注重那个外面的东西呢，那个差异就叫我们分开。
So if we only pay attention to outward things, then the differences will cause us to be separated.
所以一位有经验的主的仆人，他讲了一句很有智慧的话。
So a servant of God who's experienced, he talked about something really wise.
他是在教会的侍奉和生活的里面。
So during the services and life in church.
他说呢，事情叫人分裂。
He said the
things divide. 他说呢，基督叫人合一 ，Christ unites. 这个今天对我们基督徒来讲，要非常清楚，要里面呢要有一个清楚的认定。
So as Christians should really be understanding this point.
弟兄姊妹在讲到教会团体的接受主的引导。
So and we also talk about we.Accept Lord's guidance corporately.
也在这个生命的感觉的里面。
It's also in the sense of life.
好，教会呢，在不同的时期，主在我们身上有不同的工作和引导。
During different times that God guides us differently in church.
所以在希伯来书，我们看见那个时代呢，就是大概主后七十年左右。
So in Hebrews, it was about 70 years after the Lord.
那时候在耶路撒冷的圣殿呢，被拆毁了。
At that time, the temple in Jerusalem was being destroyed.
很多神的儿女们呢，他们心里面好像很大的失落。
Many God's children felt so lost.
因为他们一方面信了主，一方面呢，每个主日呢，还到圣殿里面去。
Because on the one hand they believe the Lord, but each Lord's day they still go to the temple to pray.
啊，所以圣灵要引导他们往前去，啊，进到至圣所去。
As the Holy Spirit would like to guide them to move forward.
进到那个真帐幕，属天的真帐幕里面。
To enter into the Holy of Holies, which is the true tabernacle of the heavenly tabernacle.
所以在希伯来书第六章，那个作者告诉我们说，弟兄们呢，我们要往前，离开基督道理的开端，要进到完全的里面去。
So that in chapter 6 of Hebrews, that the brother tells us that we should leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ and let's go on.
好，弟兄姊妹们，今天在教会里面，我们有什么样圣灵的工作带领我们？我们是在生命里面来领受、接受这个引导。
So we receive the guidance of the leading of the Holy Spirit in life.
再讲到见证。
And we also talk about testimony.
教会的见证呢，是借着生命显出它的光来。
The testimony of church is reveals its light through life.
所以腓立比书第二章第十五、第十六节。
So Book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 and 16.
保罗在那里告诉腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
Paul told the brothers and sisters in Philippi.
他说使你们无可指摘、诚实无畏，在这弯曲悖谬的时代做神无瑕疵的儿女。
That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of the crooked and perverse nation.
你们显在这个世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
That among whom you shine as light in the world, holding forth the word of life.
弟兄姊妹，见证不是靠着道理显出来的。
So the testimony is not being manifested through doctrine.
也不是靠着我们聚会的活动显出来的。
Nor through the activities of gatherings.
更不是靠着聚会的场面和人数做出来的。
And definitely not through the number of people in the gathering.
弟兄姊妹，真实的见证是把生命的道像光一样发射出来。
The true testimony is to have the word of life shine forth.
这个话语也是生命，进到我们里面，产生成为我们的生命。
This word is also life to enter into us, become our life.
成为我们行事为人的准则、力量。
Become the principle and the power of us, our walk.
那个才是真正的见证。
Brothers and sisters, that is true testimony.
我们再讲到教会的征战。
And we also talk about the spiritual warfare in church.
我们也是在生命的原则的里面。
And also, we are also in the principle of life.
所以在腓立比书里面，保罗告诉腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
So in Book of Philippians, that Paul told the brother sister in Philippi.
在第一章第三十节。
In chapter 1 verse 30.
他说：“你们的征战就是在你们在我身上从前所看见，现在所听见的一样。”
Having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here to be in me.
弟兄姊妹，教会。遇见的各种环境中的艰难和仇敌的攻击。
Church will encounter all the difficult circumstances and the attack of enemy.
在这一切的苦难和挣扎的里面。
In the midst of all the sufferings and struggles.
我们唯有借着生命能够走过去。
We can only go through this through life.
最后我们讲到呢，我们在基督里得产业。
And in the end we talk about that we receive inheritance in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个得产业。也是在生命里面得着。
And also, it's in the life we receive inheritance.
然后我们讲到圣城。
And also, we talk about the holy city.
在教会呢，将来在新天新地中出现的时候。
When the church appears in the new heaven and earth.
我们在启示录二十一章看见呢，圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
We see in Revelation chapter 21 that the holy city Jerusalem. Coming from heaven.
很多人认为这个圣城就是天堂。
Many people thought this holy city is the heaven. 很多诗歌讲将来我们到天上去啊，就是黄金街碧玉城。So many hymns say that as we go to heaven in the future, it's all the golden street or pearl city.
比我现在的家要好得多了。
Much better than where I live now.
我们家再怎么 upgrade 也还不过就是大理石花岗岩而已。
No matter how much I upgrade my home, it's just marble or granite.
住大理石住花岗岩，家里就冷冰冰的，对不对？
But then isn't the
将来你要去住黄金街碧玉城呢，更冷冰冰的。
But don't we feel cold if our homes are all the all the granite or marble? But it's not so.
那个是一个表号。
That is only a type.
他说这座城呢，就是羔羊的妻。
And this city is actually the bride of the Lamb.
它是一个生命。
That is a life.
这个生命呢，跟羔羊呢是相称的。
This life is the.
所以他用妻子来做。
In one with Lamb.
做描写。
It uses wife.
神的儿子的表号是羔羊，那谦卑的生命。
So the type of God's son is. Lamb,
那有能力的生命
the life with power,
那属天的生命
the heavenly life,
现在在这个城里面完全彰显出来
that it's been fully manifested in this city,
那个碧玉透亮的说出这生命里面的透明
and this shining,
敞开
shining stone tells about the transparency of this life
那底下的黄金说出这个生命里面完全符合神的旨意
And the golden street talks about this life is fully in accordance with God's will.
完全照着神的性格，就是神自己的性情。
It's completely in one accord with God's character, that is His own character.
那个才是真正那个被成全的教会的彰显。
Brothers and sisters, that is the fully manifestation of the church that's been filled.
主量给我们时间，就是给我们机会，叫这个生命在我们中间。长大变得丰富
So today when God still gives us time is to give us the opportunity for this life to grow and become rich
并且呢将来当神永远的旨意成全的时候是不是我们大家就安息了我们就永远退休了
Or and also do we all retire after the God's purpose being fulfilled
我不晓得我们在座有没有弟兄姊妹羡慕退休生活
I don't know if anyone among you really desire of a retired life.
我的年龄呢，我的同学们很多都退休了。
In my age, there are many classmates of mine already retired.
每天打开 email 都是他们给我的这个这里去旅游，那里去弄这个 video 给我看。
So often I receive emails from them about travel to different places.
还有就劝你怎么养生呢？你在地上还有多少年呢？
Or,
就是讲这些东西
or teach you how to have a healthy life
我想想如果人退休就天天想这些事情那真的 很可怜对不对
then I thought it's really unfortunate if when we get retired then we think about our death
我们唱很多诗歌哈讲我们将来在永世里面与主永远安息那就天天休息了
we sing many hymns which talk about that we are fully rested in eternity with the Lord
不是的
But it's not so.
弟兄姊妹，将来在永世里，教会有一个尊贵的职分。
In eternity, that church has a very royal ministry.
在启示录二十二章讲，那个时候他的仆人们都是君王。
In the book of Revelation chapter 22, it talks about at that time all his servants are kings.
做神的祭司。
Are the priests of God.
要永永远远的侍奉神。
Well. Always serve God.
这是圣经给我们一点的启示，我们不知道它的全貌。
That is just a little revelation from the Bible.
但是今天在地上，我们的教会生活就是受那个训练。
But today on earth, our church life is to be trained.
弟兄姊妹，那个训练呢，是在我们的生命里面。
And this training is in our life.
把基督组织在个人和教会的里面。
And to organize.Christ in each individually and also corporately.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你怎么感觉。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how you feel.
当我自己摸到一点的时候。
When I just touch a little bit.
我常常坐在主的面前跟主讲，我说主啊，怎么可能呢？
I often sit before the Lord and ask Him, Lord, how can it be possible?
像我们这样渺小的人。
Someone so little like us.
啊，今天在地上我们能够。处理的事情的范围其实很小很小一点点。
It's just a little bit that we can really handle on earth.
我们不要说这个宇宙了。
Not even talk about universe.
今天这个小小的地球这个环境呢， 就够我们人了，研究半天都搞不完，对不对？
Even just the things on earth, we cannot even study so well.
你今天随便在地上捡一块东西起来，它就里面充满了智慧和知识的。
If you just pick something from the earth, then in it is full of wisdom and understanding.
我举个例子哈。
Let me give an example.
你到地上去挖一块泥土出来，你觉得这没什么。
If you dig out a mud from earth, you might think it's nothing.
那里面有很多的微生物啊，就可以产生好几个微生物的 PhD 啊。
There are so many organisms 是不是呢? inside actually can cause so many PhDs who study from those.
你拿一片树叶起来。
If you take out a leaf.
它里面有很多的生机的那背后的东西啊，可以产生多少医学上面生物化学的这些知识啊。
That there are so many organic things back in there that which can cause a lot of knowledge in biological things.
那更何况将来的勇士啊，神要交给我们，让我们来管理。你我能够达到吗？
Then when we talk about this eternity which God will entrust to us,
你凭着你今天这一点知识，你能够应付将来吗？
Then with your little knowledge today, can you handle the future?
主说不需要了。
Then Lord says no.
也不要靠你现在的能力了。
You don't need to entrust your own power now.
我自己作为生命充满你，充满教会。
I will become your life to fill you and the church.
好叫你将来站在我的面前是有君尊的祭司。
So when you stand before me in the future, you are the royal priesthood.
我常常想到这里，我就跟主说：“主啊，你怎么会拣选我呢？”
Then when I think about this, I often ask the Lord, "Why have you chosen me?"
我今天要何等样的柔软我的心，来配合你在我身上的带领。
How much I need to soften my heart in cooperation with the guidance you have upon me.
所以保罗讲到这里时候，他唱一首灵歌，他说：“深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识。”
So when Paul talked about this, he said that he sing in spirit that holy, how riches is God's wisdom and understanding.
谁曾做过他的谋士呢？
Who has been his counsel before?
但是今天很奇怪的，很多人都想做神的谋士啊。
But very,
告诉神说你不会做，让我来帮你做。
But very strangely that today many would like to be God's counsel.
因为我们不认识神。
Because we do not know life.
我们要求主让我们在这个点上眼睛得开。
We need our Lord to open our eyes upon this.
我们会发现今天时间何等的宝贵。
We will realize how precious is the time.
什么叫做爱惜光阴呢？
What is called redeeming the time?
就是有属灵的智慧来抓住机会。
That is using the spiritual wisdom to take hold of opportunity.
我有一次坐飞机出去。
Once I took flight.
我去那个 security 去把我的行李交给他去。
Then I gave the security my luggage to scan.
结果那个 officer 他就问我，他说你有没有碰过一个人呢？他原来拥有4000股的这个 Apple 的股票，结果他用800块钱就把它卖掉了。
The security asked me, "Have you ever met someone that originally he holds 400 stocks of Apple, but he sold in $800?"
我也没有。
I told him that it was not me, and I don't have any.
就是我。
The security said it's me, and that's why I'm helping you with luggages now.
哦，我说 how I regret for you. 他说 so do I. 弟兄姊妹们，如果今天我们 miss 掉生命
，Brothers and sisters, if today we miss life,
我们今天可能很尽全。
It might be we are so devoted.
很努力。
We might be really spending so much effort.
将来主说你要重新来过。
But Lord in the future will say that you have to do everything over again.
我们要求主怜悯我。
We need the Lord to have mercy upon us.
我想我的时间差不多了。
I think my time is about here.
我这一次我能讲多少就讲多少，我不要超过时间。
I will just try my best to share and not try to go over time.
本来今天这第二堂呢，我是要和大家讲新生命在肉身中成长的经历。
Originally, during the second session, I would like to share with you this the experience of growth of this new life.
但是关于生命是一切，我盼望我们弟兄姊妹啊，里面有一个深刻的印象。
But I really hope that regard this topic about life is all that you really have a deep impression.
我们要把它用在自己的身上。
We have to use that upon ourselves.
要把它用在我们在神的家中服侍的上面。
And use this upon our services in God's house.
我叫主在我们中间，他有做工的凭借。
So there's the the reason for God to work among us.
我们经过年日过来, 别人能够从我们身上 看见我们真是神手中的工作。
So when time passed by, the people can really see we are truly the workmanship of God.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主, 我们感谢你。
Lord, dear Lord, we thank you.
你是我们的生命。
You are our life.
我们越与你相交,
the more we have fellowship with you,
越多我们亲近你,
the more closer we draw to you.
主啊, 我们就越发现生命的宝贵,
and the more we realize how precious is life.
发现生命的奇妙,
and we realize how amazing is life.
也发现在生命里面的广大无边,
and we realize how the infinity of this life.
我们还恳求你,
and we pray that
吸引我们,
draw us.
调转我们的眼目,
turn our eyes,
让我们能够更多注视你,
so we can fix more upon you.
我们学会来宝贵你在我们里面做我们的生命,
so we can learn to treasure that you be our life.
你在教会中是教会的生命,
and you among the church, you are the life of church.
你能够不仅让我们得着生命,
so that not only you let us receive life,
也让这个生命 在我们个人和教会中显得丰富,
and also let this life become rich in us individually and corporately.
谢谢你把你的话语告诉我们,
thank you for speaking to us your word.
愿你祝福你的教会,
may you bless your church.
祝福你的话语,
bless your word.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名,
pray in the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.